Insects are growing in popularity as an alternative food source. Many cultures around the world have integrated insect food sources into their diets, but we Western consumers have been a little bit hesitant. Advocates say many bugs are nutritious and delicious and have a lower impact on the environment than other sources of food. Insect agriculture is here in Wisconsin, and our next guest has been at the forefront of the industry in our state and around the country. Kevin Bockhuber is owner of Madison Cricket Farm and a managing member of Bockhuber Consulting. He founded the country's first edible cricket farm in Ohio before coming back to his home state of Wisconsin. Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
What got you started on the path of edible insects?
Yeah, so my first taste was back in 2006. I went to Thailand just for a vacation. And while we were there, we ate bugs and, you know, they tasted great. And when I came back to the U.S., I was like, we should all do this. And then it took a few years before I think anyone else was convinced.
Now, how does insect farming work? Paint us a picture of your cricket farm or ranch.
Yeah. So if you look at my cricket farm, it's 3,000 square feet of well-insulated warehouse space out into forest. There are long rows of just like those giant water tanks that have been cut in half. And inside those, there's a lot of like egg flats and some other stuff for the crickets to live on. Then they have some like feed and watering trays. And so these are mostly being sent to pet stores for to be fed live to lizards and other pets. So there's also a lot of boxing that we do there. Yeah, but it's largely inside, heat regulated, etc.
Now, I'm guessing a common response you get from humans as potential customers is along the lines of, ew, what do you say to people who are not really on board? I'd be into it, but people who aren't on board with eating crickets.
Yeah, so I've been doing this since 2014. I find that most people kind of have the same reaction as you do, where they're like, well, I would do it, but I don't know if anyone else will. I saw some market research that was done maybe a year or two ago. And it looked like, according to their survey data, about 19%, so one in five people in the U.S. has tried an insect in their lifetime. And those numbers were like 3 or 5% or less, you know, 10 years ago when we first got started here.
How are people eating the crickets that you sell? In what form? What kind of dishes?
Yeah, so my farm in DeForest isn't for human food at this point. We do have other farmers up in Minnesota and Iowa that do human food specifically. So I think the most popular way that people eat them and the way that they eat the most of them, which is, you know, of interest for me, is dry roasted and then seasoned with regional flavors. So you see like a lot of barbecue, a lot of kind of like Doritos flavors, or in Iowa, I know that dill pickle and vinegar is popular. Worldwide, you see a lot more like culinary applications for them. They're often kind of the more gourmet part of the meal.
And I read something about cricket flour.
Yeah. Yep. So that's crickets that have been dried and ground into a protein powder. You can replace somewhere between 5 and 10% of your normal flour in bread and other products like that with the cricket powder in it, or the cricket flour, and it'll work the same as baking anything else. And the powder tends to be 65 to 70% protein, so it adds quite a kick to an otherwise low protein or no protein food.
What is it that makes crickets or other insect foods particularly sustainable compared to other food sources?
Yeah, so I mean, there are some baseline facts that the insects use a lot less food and water and space to produce the same amount, the same number of pounds of food. I think that that's kind of just getting into the start of it, where we're really seeing some growth in the non-human food side of our industry, is taking various types of insects and feeding them. We always talk about how like 35% of food gets wasted. So we're looking, so there's a lot of projects where they're feeding that kind of food waste into the insects, and then the insects are being made into things like animal feed and fertilizer. And that I think is really interesting from the sustainable development point of view, because you're just being able to feed the same feed to like more animals and get more protein out of it. So it's significantly more efficient when it's integrated into traditional farming.
Now, whether we're growing crickets for human consumption or, as you said, for animal feed or pet stores or whatever, do you see this as a growth opportunity for Wisconsin in particular?
Yeah, I think I see the number of applications for insects, especially being incorporated into that the nutrient upcycling and the faster composting side. We produce just, massive amounts of corn, wheat, and soy here. And there's a lot, for example, there's a lot of that gets spoiled, and it can't be eaten by people or by like livestock because it'll get you sick. The insects don't have any problem eating the spoiled grains. And so sometimes a farmer might lose 30% of their crop to these types of molds. So I think that that's where the significant opportunities in Wisconsin are.
And briefly, you grow crickets. Are there other insects that are human food potential opportunities here in our last half a minute or so?
Yeah, in the US, there's a couple, including mealworms, and then there's ones that have been traditionally imported up, including escamoles, which are a type of ant eggs. But over in like South Korea, they've really like recognized and supported 13 different species of insects that are recognized. More of that coming over to the US in the coming years.
Kevin, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Kevin Bockhuber is owner of Madison Cricket Farm, managing member of Bockhuber Consulting. He was with us today to talk about the insect agriculture industry and insects that are safe for human consumption.